Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled Freedom in Christ Jesus, and it is based on John chapter 8, verses 31 through 38. To abide in means to remain without leaving. This is what Jesus said to those who would be his disciples. They who remain in his word, which is to follow and believe what it says without departing from it. If anyone will do this, then they will truly be his disciples and will be free. Abiding or remaining in his word would lead to revelation of the truth. This knowledge of the truth is what gives one freedom. Some of the people to whom Jesus spoke these words didn't understand themselves to be in bondage or lack freedom. They were curious as to how could they be freed when they were not bound. The freedom Jesus spoke of was not a freedom of movement, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, nor any other freedom they or we could think of. The freedom Jesus is speaking of is the freedom to live. A person can have all these other freedoms and still die. They are therefore all temporary freedoms because they don't remain. It is like being a slave. A slave may not remain in the master's house, for he is a guest, and a guest must eventually leave. To leave is to die. God is the master and owner of the house. All of his children are not guests nor treated like guests. All of his children are entitled to live in his house and belong there. They remain forever and are not required to leave as a guest or slave. What separates God's children from all the others is bondage of and to sin. This bondage is what those who question Jesus fail to see or recognize. The same is true of mankind everywhere. Sin makes or causes people to abide or remain and become like slaves who must leave the house. They have no right to nor are entitled to remain in the house. The house is the house of life. No person can survive long outside this house. This is the essence of the 34th and 35th verse of the text, where Jesus is talking about being a slave or a son. As the master's heir, God's son, he has the authority to grant freedom to slaves, whether they are his own or those of someone else. Not only can he grant them freedom, but he can make them part of his family and entitle them to the privileges of a son. If and when this happens, sin has no more dominion or power over them. By abiding in the word of the Son, they no longer commit the sin which enslaved them. No person can at the same time abide or remain in the word of the Son and commit sin because it excludes it from occurring. The slave is a servant of sin. The Son is a servant of righteousness. No one can serve two masters or be the servant of two masters. Christ sets us free from being the servants of sin to being the servants of righteousness by knowing and following and abiding in His Word. There are many who do not know this truth, and others who choose not to follow it. Furthermore, people cannot act upon what they do not know nor understand. We must begin to rid ourselves of the slavery to sin mentality, the mentality that tells us we are in bondage to sin, can never escape it, and will always be under its power here and now. Finally, Jesus tells them they have the correct pedigree or lineage, but follow or obey a different spiritual father. And because they adhere to and follow a different spiritual father, they have rejected His words. The same is true with all humanity. We have the correct pedigree or lineage by all being made in the image of God, but we follow a different spiritual father than the one Jesus comes from and represents. This is why we don't believe and follow or abide and remain in His words. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep His commandments.